In today's episode, which is episode 34, we talk to Monica Triana. Monica comes from Colombia. She's concentrating in marketing and business analytics. She had a fun internship at Tillamook in Portland, where she ate so much cheese and ice cream, even I envy her. She has got great advice for whoever's seeking an internship or a full-time job. So let's listen to her in this episode of Personalities at Kerry. So welcome everyone. We are on episode 34 of Personalities at Kerry, and we are here with Monica Triana. Monica is from Colombia. Please say hi to our friends.
Hi everyone, thank you for having me here.
Nice. I'm very glad that you're here with us today. Can you give us a little bit of background about where you come from, what you've done so far before coming to school, and what got you to do your MBA?
Sure, so you mean like my career progression or yeah. Everything?
Anything that you want to tell us.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Because you come from another country, so we want to know more about that as well.
All right, so I come from Colombia, as you say. I grew up there, and I didn't leave the country until I was about 16. That's when I went to Brazil as an exchange student. And I feel like that's the moment that kind of opened my eyes to see that there's this whole world with lots of different cultures outside of Colombia. So from that moment, I decided that I wanted to keep meeting people from different countries. I wanted to travel. I just wanted to have new experiences. So ever since, I've just been trying to, even within Colombia, meet people from different countries. I would be the one taking them around. And it's one of the reasons why I also came here to do my MBA. I wanted to leave something similar to what I lived in Brazil, which was for a year. So having 2 years of experiences with people from different countries, I thought it would be kind of similar. And it's actually way better because I have a purpose here. So we are all going after a similar goal. So that from the diversity sense, more from a personal perspective. I grew up in it's a big extended family, but a small nucleus of family. It's small, so I have my mom, my dad, my brother, and my grandma who lived with us most of my life. I'm very close to them. So everything I think, all my goals are always thinking, I'm going to be successful so I can also kind of return everything they have given me and also give back more than they have ever expected. So that's something that really motivates me. It's family. As for my work experience, I have a bachelor's in marketing, and it came as a bundle with business administration and international business. So it's 3 degrees. Then I went on to work for television. Ooh. So it's more in the back side of television. It was on the research side. So I would help advertisers, TV channels, advertising agencies understand how the consumer behavior worked with the programs they broadcasted. So helping that, help them understand ratings, the reach, the frequency, how people watch one show, but they also like others. So I would help them with that strategy. And this was for the Latin American market. Mm-hmm. This was very quant heavy. I liked being in the media industry, but I thought two things. First, to advance, I saw that most people had an MBA. And second, I got tired of doing repetitive work. I wanted variation in my life. And I thought moving up would give me that variation and say a longer learning curve. That's what I was looking for. And that's what brought me to this MBA now.
Okay. And were you looking at other MBA programs as well, or just specifically WP Kerry?
I looked at others. I applied to 5. Do you want me to tell you which ones?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. But yeah, you were looking around, and then somehow with the WP Kerry brand and everything, you kind of got interested in WP Kerry. Is that right?
Yeah. So I applied to 5, got admitted to 4, got scholarships in 3. So I didn't think I was going to get scholarships in that many. That was my goal, but it wasn't until I actually got it. that I thought, oh, this is real. So then I went on to analyze each school from a deeper perspective. So I'm from a marketing background. I want to go into marketing. And I know WP Carey is a supply chain school, so I knew it was going to be hard from that perspective. But there were all these other factors that made it super attractive, like the diversity, which is something I'm looking for. And I would say number one in innovation, and I didn't know what that, like, okay, how do you measure that? But it actually means that they are in constant change and that I can contribute to that change. I can have more impact, which is something I didn't think I would have at other universities. And also, I like the location. So having warm weather is amazing, especially during winter.
And since you're an international student, I always ask, how do you manage your family? You're close to your parents and your grandparents. So how, with having to move so far away, how have you done that?
So I text my mom and I text back and forth every day. Sometimes we don't have time to speak. Sometimes it goes like a week or two without us speaking. But I try to speak with her at least once a week and more often if possible. And we usually speak for an hour. And in that call, I will talk to my grandma as well and to my brother. And with my dad, we talk like once every month. Something else is that I try to travel around every 4 months. Mm-hmm. Or they come here every 4 months, or as much as we can.
Yeah. I know it's difficult for
me. It is hard and expensive.
Yeah. How about coming to WP Carey and then experiencing the first year? How do you summarize your experience?
It was intense.
Tense.
Yes. It was intense but fulfilling. I grew a lot as a person. I have clearer goals now. I feel like I have a stronger personality as well. And I definitely made tons of good friends, like friends for life, real friends. It's okay, you can cut that part.
Yeah. So has there been an experience, like you've come up with certain expectations to do your MBA,
mm-hmm.
but then have you seen certain things or incidences that have stood out to you, like this was not something I expected, this has gone beyond my expectations?
Like positive and negative?
Positive mostly. Yeah, okay. But if there are negatives, okay. Always open for criticism.
So something beyond my expectations,
right.
That it's positive. To put it into, like to give it a clear background, I went to school for a year and at Florida International University as an undergrad, and I felt like I had to do the heavy lifting with the career stuff, like looking for the job, preparing myself, working on my resume. So I was expecting the same when I came here, and that's something that really surprised me because it's completely different. Here, they supported me so much that it was something I wasn't expecting. Like I have a career coach who knows everything about me. I have my career coach also checks my resume a lot, helps me with my behavioral questions. People, we have a group of students helping each other with job search. We also help each other with practice for interviews, practice for case interviews. So that's something that I'm impressed with, just all the support from the career sense that I got.
Okay. And with respect to your academics, what are the concentrations you are doing?
I'm doing a concentration in marketing with a double degree with a master's in business analytics.
Nice. So that must be a lot of work, is that right?
A lot.
So of the courses that you have taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
Yes, I really like the marketing course with Andrea. I've taken tons of marketing classes, and I think the way she taught it, it was balanced in terms of the creative side of marketing with a quant heavy side of marketing, which is how you should look at it. So I really liked that class. And I also liked my business analytics class. Oh, I forgot the name. Data analytics one. Because they showed us...
Decision modeling?
Decision modeling. Because they showed us how to optimize with Excel. It's something I didn't even think it was possible. It was like magic. So those are my favorites. Magic of solver. Oh, and the accounting class. Managerial accounting. Mm-hmm. That wasn't heavy on numbers, but it was more on... like thinking strategically how to look at a company's performance, being flexible with your thought. So I really like that class too.
Okay. And we're trying to learn from each other. So this question is for kind of getting to know you as to how you approach decisions of your life. So have you come across certain decisions that you thought were the best decisions you've made so far and certain that have been the worst or something you've regretted?
Okay, I think it was the one about going to Brazil. It was during a time when my parents were going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what to do with my life. I didn't know I should stay in Colombia. But it was also going to a different country with a language I didn't speak. I thought I would understand Portuguese. And when I got there, I didn't understand a thing. But I think that was the best decision because it helped me grow a lot as a person and help open my mind to different cultures. And that experience affected how I conducted my life from then on. And I feel like that's something that kind of brought me here. So I feel like that's the best decision.
Okay, anything you regret? No?
Anything I regret? A decision I regret?
Yeah.
Actually, it's the same. I regret leaving my brother during that time. But back then, I was like 16. And I didn't realize that I would leave him taking care. Like, he had to take all that burden to himself. And he was like 10. So it was like a good decision that I regret that part. But it's done.
Was there a possibility to take him with you? No, right?
No possibility to take him with me.
All right. So how did you go about getting your internship last year? What was your experience?
Yes. It was a very intense experience. It took me forever to find an internship. So the experience was applying for jobs. I actually got 3 offers from 3 different approaches. So what I feel is like everything can work and you never know what's going to work. So one of the offers I got through approaching people on LinkedIn. So it's, I approached a manager that had the title I wanted or who was the manager for that internship position and asked her for an informational interview. Like we didn't know each other at all. And actually she didn't give me an informational interview, but like 4 months after that, she asked for my resume. And then I went through the interview process and got that offer. The second one I got through the school. So it's companies that come to school. Mm-hmm. And to get that one, I feel like it also helped that I networked a lot with the person working, like the second year who was working for that company. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that helped. It probably did. I don't know. And the third way was just applying online. And like, we feel like those never work, but that's the job I actually took, the online job. And I took that because I felt like I really connected with the company. I felt like my heart felt like I wanted to go there. And I think they were also very excited when I accepted. They sent me this very nice email saying they were like jumping in happiness because I asked them for like 2 weeks to decide. So it was like that shows that like there was a good connection with the company. So this company was Tillamook. They are a leader in their products in the Pacific Northwest. So in Oregon, Seattle, all that area. They make cheese, ice cream, and yogurt, and other products that are smaller. And what I did was I did market research for their plans to expand the brand to the rest of the US. So they want to expand to the Midwest and to the East. And this is a brand that's been in the market for 100 years. So everyone in the Pacific Northwest is obsessed with this brand. And my job was to find kind of this magic formula that was making people obsessed with their products to try and help them expand. Mm-hmm. In the most successful way. Yes, I ate lots of cheese and ice cream and yogurt every day. Yeah. That was one of the best perks. Like, if we were sad or not sad, or we were like stressed after like a rough day, we would just ask each other, "Do you want to go for some ice cream?" And we'll just walk to the kitchen and grab some ice cream. They were amazing. You have a really nice culture. Everyone there is very nice. Very helpful. They are open. They have an open culture to share information. Mm-hmm. And Portland during the summer is beautiful as well. They didn't offer a position right away because they said their policy is not to offer positions right away. But if something comes up, then I can apply. So right now I'm looking for jobs again. But it was an amazing experience. I really liked it. And I feel like it really contributed to my resume. I'm definitely getting more interview calls now than I did for my internship. And I feel like having that experience is something that strongly contributed to that.
So when you're not studying, when you're not putting all this time mm-hmm. into the MBA, do you have any hobbies, something you do in your leisure time?
Yeah, so I usually like to meet up with my fellow MBA classmates. So we gather to eat together. What else? I like going to see different places in Arizona as well. I like to go swimming. But generally it is just meeting up with people to do things.
Okay.
You're not like one specific hobby like singing or music. Those never worked with me. could never do any of that. But yeah, I think it's generally just meeting people, learning about their culture and what they think about life. I like doing that.
So a few quick questions about what you like. So don't have to think too much.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes to your mind, quickly answer that.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
I forgot the name. It's Gabby Douglas.
Okay.
So it's about an American girl who is a gymnast, mm-hmm. and the movie shows how much she had to persist to be the winner of the Olympic Games.
Okay.
Right. So they didn't show her success right away, but they showed how much she suffered. But she just believed so much in her goal that she just kept going despite adversity. So I always like that movie when I'm feeling down or when I needed like an extra push. It's a very inspiring movie.
Okay, on the same lines, I think I've watched a movie called Eddie the Eagle or something.
Eddie the Eagle?
Yeah.
No, so what is it about?
I think this guy is trying to learn how to ski jump. And it's similar where his struggles are like different from everybody else's. And he's trying to get a mentor who has already had a good career, but then how that mentor is not trying to help him out at all, but then how that transforms over time. So you might like that as well.
Yeah.
How about a favorite TV show?
There are many, but I really like Friends. And more than because they're funny, it's because it reminds me of the people I used to watch it with. Mm. So I would usually watch it with friends, right? And we would just have these shared experiences around the show. So it just brings very good memories.
Mm.
And
so do you rewatch those now?
No, I haven't had time to watch it.
Okay. How about in terms of music? Do you have a favorite artist or a genre of music?
So artist, my favorite singer, it's a Colombian singer. His name is Carlos Vives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a very happy type of music. The genre is called in Spanish vallenato.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, I just like happy music that energizes you,
picks you up.
Yeah. Like, and that's Brazilian music is very energetic. So like samba or forró or other types of Brazilian music, I always like listening to those as well.
Okay. And if you are into reading, do you have a favorite book?
Because favorite book is like something you read over and over, right? Not just like reading once.
Like you've read it, but it has affected you in your life and you want to recommend it to other people.
My dad made me read Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was like 12 years old.
Okay.
And I didn't really get it. But I feel like it did affect my life, like thinking about, like not just thinking about how to profit yourself, but having in mind the future and how to kind of work smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just listened to the book again, like the audiobook version during this summer break, and like now understood the concepts even further. So I think that, I mean, it sounds very superficial, but like I'm in business school. My whole life, my dad was like trying to push me into being a businesswoman. So I guess it worked. I'm here. Yeah. So, yeah.
So this question is about like if you have a favorite person in history that you want to have a coffee with or dinner with and get to know them better, who would you choose?
So this sounds very cliche. I would like to meet the Dalai Lama. And the reason I would like to meet him is to ask, like, how does he get away from all these thoughts about just being successful? Because it is, like, it's nice to have those thoughts of persistence, dedication. I want to move on in life. But sometimes I think, okay, I would just like to be like relaxed, not expect anything from life, just like go on and be happy. So it's more like getting to this happiness concept, like being happy without worrying about the future, the past, the present. So that's something I would like to like know, how did he achieve that?
Mm. Okay, that's interesting, because normally they're very silent also, and they don't want to talk too much over.
Oh, yeah.
So they just impart some knowledge. Yeah.
My history professor had a joke. He said, they asked him, if you were going to have dinner with somebody in history, who would you have dinner with? And he said, the Dalai Lama. And the reason is because he wouldn't eat anything out of his plate. And he'd be like, can I have your fries? Can I have your steak? Well, I guess he wouldn't eat steak. But
So how about, do you have any pet peeves?
Any pet peeves? Okay, yeah. I have a pet peeve with people who like have no goals in life.
How do you identify those?
I just like talking to them. I know it really sucks and it sounds really bad, but since we're being open here, because I feel like I want to shake them and be like, hey, wake up, you have so many opportunities, you could achieve so much, you could like change the world around you, just like have some...
They might be trying to be the Dalai Lama.
They might be, yeah, probably. I don't know, I guess each person has their goals in their own way. Not the way I define them, or like defining them from a business perspective. But yeah, that's a pet peeve.
Okay. So coming back to school life, once you're done with the graduation, where do you see yourself? Maybe top few companies or a role that you want to do, maybe location-wise?
Mm-hmm. So I would like to stay in the US for a while, maybe 5 to 10 years, probably 10. And I'm looking for roles in marketing, so market research, product management, brand management. I really like these roles that have a connection with the consumer, because I think like more than impacting someone's life, and that's an important part too. Like impacting someone's life, you can also have kind of that inspirational piece of being like, okay, I changed someone's perspective. I inspired somebody to be better or to like feel better. So that's a piece I like for marketing. I want to work directly with consumers. What companies? I would like to, I'm looking at companies in the food brand, in the food industry, in the technology industry, and in consulting as well. And what locations? Hopefully a city that's warm. But since I'm an international student, I'm just open to any location in the US. Like if it's the right opportunity and it's in a city where it's freezing the whole time, I think just going after the opportunity is more important.
In 10 years hence, what do you see yourself
after
doing?
After that, I would like to go to a different country, one where I haven't lived, maybe Europe or Asia. Because I want to visit. The reason I want to visit another country is to get to learn how their culture is, like really internalize their values. And I feel like after this, like 10 years here in the US building my career, that's enough to then be free and just go somewhere else. I would still be working as a business person.
Do you ever want to start your own company? Like your dad wants you to be an entrepreneur?
Maybe? It is, yeah. I've thought about that, and it's something my dad kept putting that idea on my brain ever since I was little. So yeah, I would like to do that. A way that really impressed me was in the first year we had an entrepreneurship panel, and I don't remember his name, but he said that he thought the best way to be an entrepreneur was to buy franchises, because the franchises already have taken a lot of the risk out of the business, and you know that they have a higher chance of working. So I would do that, but first I need capital and more research and maybe go into real estate as well. But something I would like to note is that something in my mind after working so much, hoping to be successful, is that I would, like in my mind, it's clear that I do want to give back to people in my country and perhaps developing countries in general. If I'm like that, like if I achieve that much, that gives me resources to help them. I think if there isn't someone who, like someone who has that vision to help them, I feel like they're, like people in these countries are just gonna kind of stay in the same state they have been for generations. Like in my family, we have like 4 generations of women who had been pregnant at the age of 16, and it keeps happening, and they are in poverty. So it's like, why does this keep happening? They need something that would change their destiny. So that's something that I also want to achieve.
That's a very noble thought. Yeah. Do you have any advice for the first years who are probably now stressing out about their core courses?
Yes. It's going to be fine. You're going to get a job. You're going to learn. So yeah, I know it's still stressing. I know we say, okay, it's okay if we get a B. But I know that despite that, we keep trying to get A's. But I think the main point about the MBA is making connections, making friends. Like, yes, studies are important. Like, don't get C's, of course. But just try to make connections as much as possible and enjoy these 2 years. Like, go travel and just enjoy it. Because not that I'm in second year, I feel like it's going to be over so fast. So, yeah, maybe, like, don't study as much. Don't get C's, but don't study as much. You're gonna get
that balance.
You're gonna get A's, anyways, probably.
So once you're done, how would you like your peers to remember you?
my peers remember me. I would like them to remember me as a friend, as someone who was always open to helping them, as someone who they feel comfortable being around, as a woman who they think is going to succeed in whatever she wants to do, and as someone who was inspiring to them, hopefully.
And here's like a couple minutes of time that you want to plug something.
Taking all the academics and job search aside, so we successfully founded the first LGBT club in WP Cary. So we're working on diversity panels and ideas for that club. And another thing I'm about to start is in establishing the job search club. So I leaded some efforts last year with creating this peer mentor, not peer mentor, like peer buddies. What it was, I would take one student who was looking for an internship and pair him or her up with someone who had already found an internship, because that person had more free time and advice to help the student who needed to find one, and they would like help them search for jobs, give them like inspiration, push them into applying, because sometimes we were like, I don't have time to apply, so we need someone to be pushing us. So what I'm trying to do now is make that into an actual club, so that people in the next years do the same. I already spoke to Sandy, so she said she would love to be faculty advisor. And the idea for the club is just to put a time in our calendars to actually sit and apply. Because we say, I don't have time, but it's not that we don't have time, but we just don't make time. So this would help us with that not making time part.
Okay. It's a pretty good idea, right? Last year, a lot of people got help with that.
Yeah.
Group.
Yeah, I got feedback saying that they wanted to do it again. So that's why, one of the reasons why I thought we should actually make it into a club.
Okay. And how would people get in touch with you? Where are you most active on social media?
On WhatsApp.
Okay. Do you want to give out your email address or something?
My email address is monica.triana. That's monica.triana@auc.edu.
That's big, but I can list a couple of
them. Monica is a great resource when it comes to finding free food on campus as well. Her hard work and passion is going to get her really far in life. We wish her all the best and hope she gets more free food at her next job. Thank you everyone for listening. You can now find us on Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher. I shall see you guys in the next one. Goodbye and peace.